Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to polish a transition in Ableton Live 12 for Deep Jungle Atmosphere, and we're going to do it the way a real drum and bass record earns its energy, by keeping the groove alive, shaping the space, and letting the drum stay the main character. A lot of people think transitions just mean fills, risers, and a big crash at the end, but in Deep Jungle, the best transitions feel more like pressure changes. The track starts to narrow, the break gets a little more restless. The atmosphere creeps in, and then the drop arrives like it was always coming. That's the vibe we want. Organic, dusty, tense, and still rolling. So the first thing to understand is this. Don't build the transition before the drum groove works. Get the bass groove solid first. Load up an amen break or another breakbeat in Simpler, warp it if needed, and slice it into a drum rack. Pull out the important hits. Kick, snare, ghost snare, hats, maybe a rim or ride. Program a basic drum and bass pattern around 170 to 174 BPM. You want it bouncing before you add any transition magic. On the break bus, start with some basic cleanup and glue. Use EQ 8 to high pass the sub rumble around 30 to 40 Hz. If the break feels boxy, make a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz. Then add drum bus with moderate drive, maybe a little crunch, and use it carefully, so your ang attitude, not flattening the groove. A touch of saturator with soft clip on can help the break feel denser. And if you want the loop to sit together, use glue compressor gently, just enough to take the edge off and make the hits feel like one unit. Now, here's the key idea for the transition itself. Think in energy curves, not just in effects. A strong jungle transition usually moves through a clear emotional shape. It might feel steady at first, then thinner, then more restless, then finally released. If you map the section that way, the arrangement starts to make sense. For this lesson, let's imagine a 16-bar transition. The first 4 bars stay relatively full. Then bars 5 through 8 begin to strip away a little density and introduce atmosphere. Bars 9 through 12 should feel more nervous, with extra break movement and little tension details. And bars 13 through 16 should set up the final handoff into the drop. One of the most effective tools here is automation, but not just volume automation. In Deep Jungle, space is part of the groove, so automate the cutoff on auto-filter over your break or percussion bus. Open the filter fully at first, then slowly close it over several bars, maybe down into the 7 to 10 kHz range. That doesn't just make the sound darker, it makes the room feel like it's tightening around the drums. Then open it back up right before the drop, so the return feels bigger. You can do the same thing with reverb sends, echo throws, and even utility gain. But be selective. If every sound is drenched in space, the punch disappears. In jungle, atmosphere should feel like fog around the drums, not a blanket over them. Now let's make it feel like drum and bass instead of generic build-up music. Add ghost snares. These are quiet snare hits, little pickups, or break fragments that sneak in before the main snare. They create motion and anticipation without shouting. You can duplicate a snare onto another lane, lower the velocity or clip gain, and place it just before a main accent. Even shifting one ghost hit a little earlier or later can make the groove feel more human. Those micro edits matter a lot. You can also chop the break more aggressively near the end of the phrase. Try a couple of quick 1/16 stutters, a snare flam, or a short tom roll. But remember, the goal is not to turn the transition into a drum solo. The groove still needs to breathe. In jungle, the drum break is the engine. Everything else is there to frame it. Next, bring in the atmosphere. This is where the Deep Jungle mood really appears. Use a rain recording, vinyl crackle, distant thunder, a dark pad, a reversed cymbal, or a rough texture like tape hiss. Process the ambience with EQ 8 first, high pass it around 150 to 300 Hz so it doesn't fight the drums. Then add auto filter for movement, and maybe hybrid reverb with a dark hall or plate. Keep the ambience low in the mix. If you notice it too quickly, it's probably too loud. You want people to feel it more than identify it. A nice trick here is to let one element misbehave on purpose. Maybe the ambience is slightly detuned. Maybe a rim shot is a little overdriven. Maybe one break slice is rougher than the rest. That bit of grit can make the whole transition feel alive. Deep Jungle loves imperfection when it's controlled. Let's talk about reverse effects, because these are huge for transition depth. A reverse snare into a downbeat, or a reverse crash into the drop, is a classic move. In Ableton, you can duplicate a hit, freeze or flatten it if needed, reverse the sample, and place it before the target hit. Then add a long reverb tail or send it to a 100% wet reverb return. Use EQ after the reverb to clean out the low end and keep the smear dark. That way it feels moody and cinematic without turning the mix to mush. One of the most important moments in the whole transition is the final bar. This is where you stop hinting and start signaling clearly that the drop is coming. Pull the kick out for one beat. Add a snare pickup. Let a reverse atmosphere or reverse crash lead into the downbeat. Maybe drop the break for half a beat so the return feels harder. That tiny moment of space can hit harder than a giant fill. In jungle, silence is powerful because the groove has already done the work. If you want to make the end even stronger, use a short delay throw on the final snare. Echo with a dark filter, modest feedback, and a small amount of modulation can sound massive if it's only used on one hit. Keep it filtered so it doesn't steal the spotlight from the drums. Now let's clean up the mix, because a transition can be exciting and still be too cluttered. Watch the low end first. Keep the sub mono with utility if there's a bass pickup or sub drop. Be careful in the 200 to 500 Hz zone, because that's where breaks, pads, and reverbs can pile up fast. Then check the high end. If your hats and snare crack are too sharp, the transition will feel harsh instead of tense. The stereo field matters too. Atmosphere can be wide, but the drums should stay focused. A good test is this. If the transition sounds huge on its own but the drop feels smaller afterward, you probably spent too much energy too early. You need contrast. The listener should feel that the drop opens up from a controlled amount of tension, not from full volume chaos. Here's a simple way to think about the arrangement. Bars 1 to 4, full groove, stable. Bars 5 to 8, subtract a little density, start filtering and adding atmosphere. Bars 9 to 12, increase the nervousness with ghost hits, break edits, and reverse details. Bars 13 to 16, set up the release, create a small gap, then hit the drop with full confidence. You can even try a subtraction-driven approach. Instead of adding more and more, remove the kick first, then the hats, then leave just the snare and ambience for a moment. That can be even more dramatic than a huge riser. Or try a call and response fill across two bars, where the first bar answers with sparse percussion and the second bar becomes denser with a reverse crash and a bass pickup. Those ideas keep the ear engaged without falling into predictable EDM build-up territory. If you want one more advanced move, try a half-time feeling pressure moment for a bar. Let the drums feel temporarily slower while the ambience keeps moving. Then slam back into the faster pattern. That contrast can make the return feel massive. As you polish, keep asking yourself a few useful questions. Is the break still the main character? Are at least two things changing at once, like density and brightness or width and bass activity? Does the final bar create real expectation? And does the first bar after the drop answer the transition cleanly, with no extra clutter fighting the core groove? A great deep jungle transition doesn't announce itself too loudly. It guides the listener. It tightens the air, nudges the break forward, and creates just enough space for the drop to feel earned. That's the real craft here. So for practice, build an 8-bar transition using just one breakbeat loop, one snare fill, one ambience layer, one reverse effect, and one drop impact. Use auto filter to darken the groove over time, add a ghost snare near the end, bring in a reversed crash or snare, and leave a deliberate gap before the drop. If you can make that work with stock Ableton devices only, you're already thinking like a serious DNB producer. Remember the big takeaway: in deep jungle, transitions are not just effects, they are controlled changes in energy, space, and rhythm. Keep the drums rolling, shape the atmosphere carefully, and let the drop arrive with real weight. That's how you make a transition feel alive.